Ruchem Abayim to the 8th in the series of Shiurim, lectures on the Yedima Midas, the 13 immutable principles of exegesis of the Teresh Basaf. We've taken a break, which has given us some time to reflect upon the previous Shiurim, even Moshe Rabbeinu had to be Mizbaini and been Pasha La Pasha. I'd like to summarize a little bit what we spoke about last time. Last time we spoke about a Gemara Tazayim Aleph and Tabura, which speaks about Kavachaymes, Gzeira Shavas, Shushragatim, during the time of the Velas of Moshe Rabbeinu, the time of the morning of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Gemara says that Ostil, these were forgotten, and the Gemara says that Ostil ben Kenaz, right, recovered them, whereas Machsa them, Abidarach HaPilpo. In other words, that in fact, actually, and I raised the question, or I wanted to make note of the fact that Chazal, when they tell us things like that, are not just interested in, you know, historical tidbits that are, you know, that might or may not be of interest to us, but actually Chazal are actually coming to tell us something about the process of the Teresh Bial Peh. And my understanding of that Gemara, the way we understood the Gemara, was basically that we will note that at the very beginning of the Braisa, at the beginning of the Teres Kahanim, right, it begins with the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel, which lists the Yud Gimel Midas. But then we see clearly the rest of Teres Kahanim that it's very, very rarely that one of the Midas is used, you know, is used in a formal manner, but rather much of Teres Kahanim really consists of pilpul. In other words, that kalachet derozeh, kalachet derozeh. In other words, basically, there are diukim from different words in psukim, not necessarily the midah, parts of the midah, but a lot of the great bulk of the Teres Kahanim really deals with a type of a shakabataya, give and take, a dialectic, and trying to understand logically the Teres Shebi'al Peh. And the midah is not just used in a formal manner, but rather it is incorporated into a pilpul, into a dialectal give and take. And I wanted to claim that, in fact, this is what, in fact, the Gemara in Tabor is referring to. Plato says there seems to be that after Hillel established the Yud Gimel, after Hillel established formally, I should say formally, right, the Yud Gimel Midas as we understand them, and these were expanded, according to the name of Farshim, by Rabbi Yishmael, right? This was the period in which the establishment of the axioms and the postulates by which the Torah would be interpreted. And in a certain sense, I won't say it was, you know, chas v'shalom, we can't say it was forgotten, but somehow we enter into a new paradigm, we enter into a new era, in fact, actually, where the things from the psukim are actually subject to much more of a pilpul. We saw a lot of this in Parakachayv and Bava Kama, in the case of Mavashi, and it was on the basis of that Gemara that the Nuka Yosef established that really many times Chazal, after a Rabbi getting a conclusion of Pisvara, will affix it to one of the Yud Gimel Midas. And we discussed that in detail. But here, we're actually seeing is that, in fact, actually, this represents a new type of a tekufa, a new type of an era, a new type of a paradigm, where, in fact, actually, while one can detect the methodology of the midas, the fact is that many times the midas are reduced to very, very small diukim from psukim, or even not a diuk, but nonetheless emphasizing a word. And on the basis of this, the Teres Kahanim enters into a very, very conceptual give and take in how to apply the diuk and what law to assign it. And this, in fact, actually, Chazal are telling us through the Agadata that appears in Tabula Daf Tazayin. That's a summary, yeah.
Gemara Shmura says they had the midas from Moshe,
and they were lost, right?
And then rediscovered by Othniel.
And we spoke about the Nishtacha means a new paradigm. That's what it means in Chazal.
And then they were rediscovered, though, by Othniel.
Right, well, yeah, what is
so
it?
Now Hillel, forgotten, are they rediscovered?
No, there was Nishtacha. Not Hillel. I would say Rabbi Yishmael.
Hillel, Rabbi Yishmael.
Right.
Discovered them.
We not discovered them.
They were forgotten.
Right.
Or fell into disuse.
They were called the Shtacha, which means a new paradigm.
But then there was no Othniel ben Kenaz coming to reinstate.
No, but this is the Teres Kahanim. This is the Teres Kahanim. We see the Stam of Teres Kahanim, and Chazal afterwards, even the Moroyim, for example, we see a lot of pilpul in applying the midas. That's what the Gemara says. I mean, the Gemara makes a, you know, brings from a little from a pasuk about Nil ben Kanaz, but my claim is that the agata of Nil ben Kanaz is not a is as well as telling us. I mean, Chas v'Shalom, we don't deny the historical truth of the Mas Melkil Pilpul, but Chazal are telling us that, right, for our information, that we have periods, different paradigms. And in fact, actually, the paradigm of course, there are midas before Hillel too, but we spoke about that Hillel somehow formalized it differently. And then this period of formalization lasts for a certain time, and then somehow it's give it new expression through the Derech HaPilpul, just like the Mishnah and the Gemara, etc., etc. Now, I want to go a little bit further on this, because I think this is a very important point, and I think this is actually going to be important for us, and we understand really the nature of this new era. Now, the Gemara says in Peivov Ben Aleph that even though the Stam Sif, right, it speaks about the Stam Sif law, but the Gemara says Alibat Rabbi Akiva. And it's clear that many portions of the Sif law seem to indicate that certainly it's going Stam Alibat Rabbi Akiva, as we'll see in a little while. And it's interesting that we see in many places the dispute between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, which I think I want to focus on here. Now, of course, I don't want to go into there's an entire history to exactly, you know, what is there, in fact, a machlekes of Rabbi Shmuel over methodology. I don't want to go into this now. Maybe another time go into it. 90% of what's written on this is basically Devarim Metelim. But in any case, there's no question about it that many people have noted, including Abdul Tzvi Hoffman, that the Sifra certainly bears very strong the mark, the imprint of the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. And I want to speak about what is the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, in particular, how it relates to that of Rabbi Yishmael. Now, there's a very, very famous machlekes, which most of you are familiar with because it appears in Rashi and the Chumash, in Parshas Bahal. And there, I mean, Rashi brings the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, that Kololos Protest Nebel B'Sinai, but as is well known, this is a dispute in Saita, Besachah Saita, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, Folio 37 Sayin Bay. And there, the Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Kololos Nebel B'Sinai, the Kololos, the general rules, or the general, I call the general things, we'll speak with what is general here, was said in Sinai, and the details were said in Oil Mayet. That's what Rabbi Shmuel holds. And the reason I'm actually focusing on this Gemara is because many times we say dispute between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, and the Gemara has different ways of interpreting them. Here we have actually the Machlokes Kav Yosei, the way it is. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, Kololos Protest Demu B'Sinai, both the general things and the details were said at Sinai, finished the Oil Mayet, and they were repeated again in Oil Mayet, finished Tal Shul, Ba'avos Maya. And then it was said a third time in Avos Maya. Now, the machlokes pashtus, simply speaking, in other words, what's immediate is that Akiva Shmuel are not really speaking about the Torah she'bal peh. Those of you who are aware of this, I mean, from the Perush HaMishnayos of the Rambam actually applies Rabbi Shmuel and says explicitly in this Perush HaMishnayos is that the Rabbi Akiva is speaking about the halachas of Mekubalos, which is the Terebi Asher Al Peh, halachas of Moshe B'Sinai. But the pashtus, the simple, the apparent reading of this dispute has nothing to do with Terebi Asher Al Peh. Like Rashi explains in here in Saita, Klolus Nemra B'Sinai, so says Rashi, B'Stam Nemra Terebi B'Sinai, right? The Terebi said at Sinai, V'lonus Pashtus. And it wasn't explained in detail. Kigoy to the Rashi. B'Sinai it says, "V'zavachta olav es oylasecha v'yeshlamecha." It says in Shmois Chav, "V'zavachta olav you shall sacrifice oylasecha v'yeshlamecha." Right? The oylas and shlam are different types of sacrifices. V'lo pirush matan dam al ketzet. It doesn't speak about how you sprinkle the blood. Right? I've told us about the Dhamma Keta, I've told us Emorim, to speak about the burning the limbs on the altar, Hepshef and Nituach, how you peel off the skin of the animal, and how you chop up the animal and bring it to the Mizbeah. The clothes shall oilo, the same for Yikbon and Pilch. In other words, Rashi, what Rashi is saying is that the Machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, some Machlokes now have to be the Chumash. In other words, the Chumash says in Shmais, which I think this is Mishpatim, which is in fact actually at Har Sinai, as it says. And there is speaks about generally sacrificing things. But only in Vayikra, which is Olam Moed, the Torah actually makes explicit the details of the Korban. Vayikra is devoted, Teras Kahana is devoted to the details of the Korban. So Rashi gives us an example. So in other words, so there was the flip between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel says, learn the Chumash, right, as it appears to be saying, that we see that Har Sinai many mitzvahs are said only in a general sense. And we see that later on, mitzvahs said at Sinai are said in a general sense. And then we see that that's in Shemites. And then we see later on, in Vayikra, in Bamidbar, in the Devarim, that in fact, actually, there's much more detail. Some of the mitzvahs are repeated with tremendous more detail. So Rabbi Shmuel says, in such cases, we say the mitzvah was actually revealed to Klal Yisrael, to the Jewish people, in a general sense. General sense, right? And then afterwards, the details were provided, when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, we mentioned Akuvim, and then once again, Avos Bayah. But Rabbi Akiva says no. Rabbi Akiva says, these details, which we find in the Chumash, right, were all revealed at Har Sinai too. And they were just like repeated once again in and Oil Moyed, and once again Avos Moyed. In other words, the dispute between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is a dispute based on the Harit the Chumash. In other words, yeah.
So the people on the tape, what does Rabbi Trips understand by Oil Moyed? It's very simple.
Probably Vayikra.
Meaning for the 40 years in the desert?
Right, yeah, until Avos Moyed. Avos Moyed is probably in the Mishnah Torah, in the Chumash Devarim. So it was Oil Moyed is probably Vayikra and Bamidbar.
I mean, those two books of the Torah written
right
post Sinai, post Mount.
Well, it's a machlokes how the Torah was written.
I'm saying
No. It's independent of the machlokes when the Torah pasha. I'm not speaking about the machlokes. When we see, for example, that the Chumash speaks about something general, you shall offer sacrifices. Then we see this tremendous amount of details which revealed in Oil Moyed. Do we assume that they already, when Moshe Rabbeinu was also told all these details at Sinai? Well, no, there was a general command to bring korbanos. And then, later on, when they constructed Oil Moed, the second year of the Midbar, after Matan Torah, right? Then he was commanded all these details. The way the Chumash reports it, that's the manner which was revealed.
So how is that not the same machlokes as Pasha Nitna?
No, that's a different thing. The question is how Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down the Torah. That's a different thing. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu could have written down the Kodesh Baruch Hu detail me pi gvura how to write down the Torah. The question is, was he aware of these? In other words, was
it supposed to be Tzibetema?
Right. But no. That's something that Tzibetema in Baba. That's a different thing.
So
the Pasha Pashtina means, how did Moshe Rabbeinu write the Torah?
Okay.
In other words, did he write the Torah, piece? Did he write the very end of the Abayim Shana? The question is how the Torah taught orally to Moshe Rabbeinu. Was it taught to him, like in a general way, at Har Sinai? And then after this, when Moshe Rabbeinu came into Oil Moyer, he was taught all the details? Or was he taught all the details at Har Sinai already?
So he had a text, but he didn't understand
what it was. He wrote down after that. But what happens, he was taught the mitzvahs. Mm-hmm. And the question is, was he taught the mitzvahs, but he just taught the mitzvahs in a general sense? Or was he taught all the details at Har Sinai? That's the machlokes of Yikiv Rabbi Shmuel. It has nothing to do with where the Torah was written down.
Wait a second.
Now. So, the question is, very, very nice machlokes. L'mayin nafkimin. I mean, what happened to this machlokes? Okay, so kibbutz l'mi. This is a machlokes how to learn the Chumash. But as I said before, we spoke about last year, I don't believe the Chazal are interested in historical tidbits how to read a Pasha in the Chumash. I don't think, every Chazal is coming to elucidate, in my opinion, a principle that is important for understanding Chazal. Okay? So, the fact is, right, what here, in other words, what's the machlokes of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? What are they, what, I mean, Now, obviously, there's no question of matter that they're arguing on Hevel and Nechomish. But I claim that their argument on the Chumash has consequences beyond the Chumash. I've already quoted to you the Rambam in the Parish of Mishnayos, who understands that the Protos that Rabbi Akiva is speaking about are not the Protos that appear in the Chumash, but that the Protos of the Torah should be out there of the oral law. Rambam says explicitly in the Parish of Mishnayos, I'm coming to the Parish of Mishnayos, over there the Rambam tells us to speak about the halachas mekubal, the Rambam Shitasa. Probably the Ramban in the Sheir HaShani will tell us that the Protos refers to, you know, the entire, all the Drosh Lechal, Teresh B'Yopeh. Okay, but in any case, that's the Rambam. But I want to claim, what are the consequences of this machlokes? So first of all, I want to bring two sources, which I think are relevant here. First of all, there's a Teres Kahanim, which appears to be Stam like Rabbi Akiva. It doesn't say Rabbi Akiva, it's Stam Rabbi Akiva, which is like, oh yeah, the Teres Kahanim is actually, at least at this point, is going Stam like Rabbi Akiva. Now, where's the Teres Kahanim? It's in Parshas Tzav, Perek Yud Ches, and I guess it's, it's called Halacha Gimel. Okay, Tzav 18:3. Okay? Figuring out where to find it's at the very, very end of it's at the very, very end of Parshas Tzav before the Miluyim of Tzav. Okay? Now, I want to read you this Teres Kahanim. And the Teres Kahanim is going to say something which appears to be, certainly, according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, but it's said a little bit differently. Okay. It says the Teres Kahanim, Zois HaTeva, La'oila La'mincha L'chatas La'ashav Limiluyim. Okay, this is in Vayikra, I think it's Perek Zayin, I think it's maybe it's Pasuk Lamed Vav Lamed Ches. Zois HaTeira La'oila La'mincha V'lachatas V'la'oshav V'la'miluim. Actually, some of you, those of you who sing the Zepir, that they sing before Musaf on Yom Tov, right? Records this Pasuk here. Now, says the Teres Kahanim on this Pasuk, Ma miluim nemu klaloseim tutukeyem misinai. Just like the Miluim, the Colosseum to Tukeyim, the Klon to Tukeyim, was sent to Sinai. Av Kulam Nemu Colosseum to Tukeyim in Sinai. Also here too, the Klon to Tukeyim was sent at Sinai. Now it's very, very interesting if we're Medayik, we could actually examine the Lashon, the language of the Teres Kahanim. See, the Lashon of the Gemara is Rabbi Shmuel Oimer klolos them was in a upotais bahal maya details. In other words, a klolim is a general command, and a prat is a specific command. But in other words, both klol and prat are referring to something in Torah Shemachzav, which as Rashi explains. Here, the lashon is kloloseim diktukeim. Diktukeim is used in the sense of diktukei seifim. In other words, the Tukeyim here refers more to what I would call Teira Shebi'al Peh. Okay? Diktuk Seifer, Diktuk Seifer. The Gemara says it tomorrow. They forgot a certain amount of Diktuk Seifer. So it says, Ma miluim nemu kloloseim Tukeyim Mesina. Av kulam nemu kloloseim Tukeyim Mesina. And then the Gemara goes on and makes like a binyan up. Ima miluim korban tzibo, av enli ele korban tzibo, korban yochim nayin. Tamad Loima Vala Asham. So the Gemara here is making a hekesh between the Kav and Tzibo. In other words, what do we see? Right? We see over here is that the, and then the Gemara concludes and says, Achir Tziva Hashem is Moshe Ma'al Sinai, Reza V'chor V'mayis V'pesach V'nabas is Kulam Shekulam Nemu Klasem Dutem Ma'al Sinai. Here the Gemara seems to be, the Teres Kahanim is clearly learning that not only are we saying that all the details that appear in the Chumash were taught at Sinai, but in fact, actually, that the diktukim that apply to one type of korban also apply to other korbanos too, which already means is that the pratim, the diktukim we're speaking about, are not only those of the teresh b'Tzav, but also of the teresh b'Yal Peh too. Now, I have here, I want to call for you here, I'm actually putting it on the sefer because I'm taking the Malbim, the Mekoisai, and there, it says in the Pasuk, right? This is at the very end of Vayikra. I don't have the nice new edition of Teres Kahanim for the rest. I know they came as a second volume. In Perek, at the end of Perek Chavav, Pasuk Mem Vav, it says, Eile hachukim v'mishpatim v'atayos, asher nosan Hashem b'noi uvein b'nei Yisrael, b'har Sinai b'yad Moshe. Okay? Now, I'm going to read you here, it appears in the Teres Kahanim, Eile hachukim v'mishpatim v'atayos. Okay? Hachukim, the chukim, elu ha-midrashos. These are midrashos. Mishpatim, elu ha-dinim. Va'ateres, Malame comes to teach us, sheshnei teres nitnu lehem l'Yisrael. Yisrael was given two teres. Echad v'chsav, ve'echad v'alpeh. Okay, so in other words, the Teres Kahanim says, there are three expressions. Chukim refers to midrashos, what that means we'll explain in a little while. Mishpatim refers to dinner. Okay, that makes sense. And teres, here the deal, because teres is lashon rabim, is being used in the plural. What do you mean? There are two teres, like the Bible says in Shabbos, not for the Gil, right? But rather, one is teresh v'sav teresh b'yalpeh. Okay. Omer Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva comes to argue. Omer Rabbi Akiva. V'chi shtei teres hayolam Yisrael? You're telling me Yisrael only had two teres, one teresh v'sav teresh b'yalpeh? V'alo teres habay nitlehem. There were many teres given to Klai Yisrael. Zois teres ha'oila, zois teres ha'mincha, zois teres ha'asham, zois teres zevach ha'shlamim, zois ha'tera adim kiyomas ba'oil. In other words, if you keep a list, every time it says, zois teres ha, you know, whatever carbon it is. Asher nosan Hashem b'nei yivein b'nei Yisrael, right? Etc., etc., right? V'hal Sinai, b'yad Moshe, melameh, shenitna ha'tera hilchoseh, So here we see explicitly that Rabbi Akiva learns that the din of klolos and diktukim actually refers to what? Actually refers to the entire gamut of the Teresh B'yal Peh. He says, right? Balame shinim la teira hilchayseh, halachis, diktukim, diktukim, upelushim, and pelushim, ayidei Moshe Misinai. Okay? So we see clearly here that the Teres Kahanim has an expanded version of Rabbi Akiva from the Klolim Uprotos in the Gemara, which is referred only to the Teres Shebachsav. Here we see that, in fact, the Teres Kahanim understood the Machlokes of Rabbi Akiva, at least Rabbi Akiva, Klapei Rabbi Shmuel, is that the entire gamut of Teres B'yal Peh, Halachos, Tiktukim, Perushim, they all come from Ayidei Moshe Misina. Okay? Now, a question is, what is this that appears to clear to be a machlekas here? There's a Tanakhama that says that Chukim is Midrashic, Mishpatim is Dinim, and Teres, there are two teres that were given to Yisrael, Echad Shebechsav and Echad Shebe'alpeh. So what is Rabbi Akiva coming to argue? I'm going to call him Tanakhama Teres Kahanim. What is Rabbi Akiva coming to argue, right? I don't see so much that I'm actually reading from the Malbim. I don't see what the Malbim really has much to say on this. I don't, whatever it is, but I want to, in fact, actually suggest what I think the Machlokes is. Okay, I can't say that Tanakam is Rabbi Yishmael. That was who said, you know, Diver Rabbi Yishmael. But it's clear that Rabbi Akiva is coming to argue on Tanakhama. At the end, I'm going to claim that it might as well be Rabbi Yishmael. But you can't say something that Chazal didn't say, Chas v'Shalom. But what's in Mashu? It's Mashu from Tanakhama is that there's two Teres. There's a Teres Yerpeh, a Teres Yerpeh. In other words, they were given as separate. That's a mashma. Teres means two teres. So what is Rabbi Akiva saying? So there's a lot of teres. There's a lot of teres. Which means to imply is that there's so many teres, there's no, in other words, and he says, diktukeyim, in other words, he ends, Diktukayim. In other words, halachais. So hilchaseim, one can understand that maybe this refers to the two Torahs. And of course, perushim, now one says, chukim elu hamidrashos. Why should a chayt be a medrash? If you understand, this is what I want to say, this is my chiddush, that if a chayk refers to the, what's a chayk? You wouldn't call a medrash a chayk. But maybe midrash is referred to the midas. In other words, a chayk is a law by which I dash in the Torah. In other words, instead of calling a mid, I call it a chayk. So in other words, what was given, according to Tanakhama, what was given at Sinai, what was given was the chuk of Elam Midrash, which I understand to be the middas, were given at Sinai, right? By which we...
Exegesis.
We the rule, the heretical rules of exegesis, the title of the series of Shiurim, of which this is eight. And in other words, the exegetical rules were given at Sinai, okay, as is the opinion of just about all the Rishonim, that the Elam Midrash are halacha l'maaseh Sinai. And then he says, okay, Mishpatim Adinim, okay? And Teres, it has to be, Teres means two Teres, 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 in other words, that can be called like Halach L'Moshe Misinai, things which are, in other words, things which are the, in other words, what you would call, like, things which are Halach L'Moshe Misinai, which are not connected with the Teres Shemaksav. If something like the Teres Shemaksav, then it's a drasha.
Why aren't Dini Michal in
I don't know. I'm not sure. Could possibly be, like Rabbi Yehuda says in Ovais, that basically the dinim are, you know, things that a person uses, we learn about Pisaichel, or Ritz Lahachim, Yasik Dini Mamanaish, otherwise, this is given at Sinai too. But I'm saying is what we have over here is that Tanakhama seems to understand is that there are Yugimah Midas which are given at Sinai. And the details are learned afterwards at Oil Mayim, which means the drushes are made afterwards. Like the Rambam says in Shereshene, and the Gemara says, the Rambam brings Gemara to Lord, that Tazayin, the Moshe Rabbeinu, made Kavach Chayim as a Gezerah Shabbos. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu was given the Yud Gimel Midas at Sinai. And then after that, he applied the rules in a formal way, and he came up with all the different laws that come as a consequence of these Midas. And then, of course, two Torahs, there's a, you know, Torah Shemksav, Torah Shemksav, Torah Shemksav was given separately from Torah Shemksav, because if it had a basis in the Rosh, you wouldn't call it two Torahs. Says it's got to be Akiva. No! It's all one! You can't distinguish Torah Shemksav and Torah Shemksav. It's all one! Now, I want to point out an interesting thing. You know, we don't learn, ain't learned the Menagadatas, the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi says, but it's interesting. Is that there's a pasuk in Shemois, Vayu Ha'am Es HaKoyleis. So what is the Mim Yusuf Es HaKoyleis? Bechozik Rabbi Kiv Rabbi Shmoya. So I think Rabbi Shmoya remember the Ruas, Heng Rolas HaNira, V'Shamus HaNishma. Something like that. But Rabbi Kiv goes on and says, Rolas HaNishma, V'Shamus HaNira. Rabbi Kiv Rabbi Shmoya. In other words, according to Rabbi Akiva, they saw that which is heard, and they heard that which is seen. Now, something which what do you see? You see Teresh B'Chazak. What do you hear? Teresh B'Alpeh. So, what Rabbi Akiva seems to me the pshat in this Bechilta, right? I forgot to put the Bechilta in front of me, but you can check me out, right? The machlokes built in the Chilka Rabbi Akiva Shmuel is a very, very simple machlokes. According to Rabbi Shmuel, there's a Teresh B'Alpeh and a Teresh B'Chazak. They're two separate things. They were both given at Sinai, but what do you mean two separate things? They're going to be separate. The laws of the Yigamamidas, the general structures, the logical structures of exegesis, were given at Sinai. But according to Rabbi Akiva, no, it's all one the same thing. In other words, basically, right? The entire Torah Shemaksav is also a Torah Shemaksav. It's all one thing. A little bit like the Beis Halevi says in the famous Drasha, that the beginning of the Torah is supposed to be given to Shad Shabbat together. That's actually Shittas Rabbi Akiva. Now, what comes out, I want to claim, this is also Gemara, the famous Gemara in Menachos, Chavtes and Beis. The Moshe Rabbeinu was shown Rabbi Akiva was being Derech, the Kisri Isis, he's saying, making drushes with the crowns and the letters, the same thing too. In other words, And he says the Kosh Bochum, Bima Akiva Yatcha. But the fact is that for Rabbi Akiva, there was no distinction between every detail of the Torah Shopek. You found Torah Shopek, but every detail of Torah Shopek has expression, Torah Shopek. Now, and this seems to be the machlokes here between Rabbi Akiva and Tanakaba. And I'm going to call Tanakaba Rabbi Yishmael, even though I'm, Chas V'Shalom, I shouldn't. It says Rabbi Yishmael, but it seems to me that based upon the Mechilta in Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva, for all intents and purposes, this might as well be Rabbi Yishmael. Now, so what did Rabbi Akiva do? Akiva, Rabbi Akiva introduces the new paradigm. Because the Gemara says, Mishnah, this and that, I mean, Teras Kahanan, Bechil, Sefra, it's cool only with Rabbi Akiva. But what I want to claim is that Rabbi Akiva, what he did was, the Midas are not a separate axiomatic thing from which one derives halachas. The etzem, the Torah should be alper. The Torah shebaksav is inundated with Torah should be alper. That's a Gemara says. Gemara says Sanhedrin. The Rabbi Akiva darshan ubas koyer. And Rabbi Shmuel says to Rabbi Akiva, right? Rabbi Shmuel says to Rabbi Akiva, from one vav you're sending her to Sreifa. And even the Gemara says in Memtes and Saita, Mishameis Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, Batal Kavanat Teir, Rashi quotes there at the end of Saita. In fact, I didn't prepare myself up with Sfarim, but Baruch Hashem, it's actually the same thing. Mishameis Rabbi Akiva, Batal Kavanat Teir. So Rashi brings the Gemara there in Sanhedrin, Nunalaf Abad Beis. Rabbi Yishev, Shaya Noisen Libo, Lidroish Kol Kites for Kites. And every little kites, every little protrusion of every letter. Shakol ois, v'kol shakein, tevas yisegas, v'oisius yisegas, could go bas, ubas, and he doyrish. Now, the mice, who's arguing then? Who's arguing? It's Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael is an engine of alphabet based. I was Rabbi Akiva. V'zeo kovat ha-ter ha-gadosh in ba dovel of atola. What's Rashi explaining to? Tershim ha-tsav. In other words, Rabbi Yishmael understood that there's a the meat is halach l'mesh v'sinai that was given at Har Sinai. And from that comes the halachas of the Torah Shebi'al Peh. Rabbi Akiva says, no, there's nothing bottled in the Torah Shebi'al Peh. In other words, you don't need it. Even though Rabbi Akiva will speak about it, because he's related to the meatus, but nonetheless, the drashas of Rabbi Akiva go beyond the formal meatus. He's doing a Shebi'al letter. And of course, when you do a Shebi'al letter, this requires more pilpul. Because it's not the formal usage, the formal application of a midah. To get every letter, a person has to, through svara, understand what letters that thing can be to express in the pasuk. And that requires much more pilpul. And so, in other words, we see over here, this is what I want to claim, is that the person who, the emergence of the new paradigm, comes with Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva collapses a little bit the formal system of the midas, right? And he'll use midas, but he'll be much more, in other words, liberal with uses of the midas. And the midas are not so much the application of formal rules of logic, but rather more diktukim, which emphasize every letter, of every word that's written in the Torah Shebechsav. I want to the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Yeah, what's bothering you?
Doesn't the Gemara in Sota imply that the opposite? Rabbi Akiva was the end of the year, not the beginning of the new year.
No, but rise and say the end. Bottle covered a Torah.
Rabbi Akiva, bottle this. Rabbi Akiva used to.
Okay, well, and we'll speak about Mishamez. It's up till now, well, he was the person. Rashi says that he was nice and liberal and drosh.
Right.
I guess, in other words, he was the person who did this the most. It was we'll get to it. Rabbi Akiva, up to Rabbi Akiva agree with me, right?
Yes.
Okay, very good. That's all I need. Okay, fine. Now, because the Stam Sifra is Rabbi Akiva. I mean, Tabitha Shmuel's not running around, but I'm saying it's limited on Yekid.
So Rabbi Yishmael was using a formalized system that had been passed down, even though maybe it was crystallized by Hillel a little bit, but it was a formalized system.
Right.
So Rabbi Akiva, where was he? Was he claiming that the halachas that he got were all set at sea?
So let me give you
one. Was he just using a new method?
No. The father, everybody agrees that they were set at sea now. But according to Rabbi Akiva... Let me explain why I'm not going to Dosh Rishayim versus the... I just want to... Like, the very simple thing is that Rabbi Shmuel seems to be claiming that the methodology, the logic, was given at Sinai, and the rabbis just applied the methodology later on in history. Uh-huh. But since the methodology was given at Sinai, so it's as if the Dulash is Rabbi Sinai. That's what Rabbi Shmuel learns. But Sheenkin, according to Rabbi Akiva, no, all the details were taught by Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai.
So Rabbi
Akiva... Why? Because there is no formal methodology. You see, when there's no formal methodology, right, so there's only the Torah Shebaksav, and all of the details and innuendos of it.
So why did Moshe Rabbeinu not understand Rabbi Akiva?
We'll speak about that. We'll get to that. We'll get to that in a little while. We'll get to that in a little while. Okay.
Usual Teretz is Rabbi Shmuel.
Right. Okay. We'll get to that. Right now, I'm just what I'm trying to do right now is just trying to explain this Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Right? Because there's like 100 theories and thousands of works, and I'm just trying to explain. And this thing they seem to be they're clearly arguing on. Now, what I want to do is I need a Gemara Shavuos. Okay? Sorry,
we'll let the reader digest this a little bit.
Shkoyer, thank you very much. Now, for sure, we see. The Gemara need to talk. I'm sorry. What I want to do is, of course, Vada Rabbi Akiva used to make this too. I mean, Shkoyev, thank you very much. But I want to illustrate two places where there's actually machlekes of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva over the uses of the midas, and I want to speak about them a little bit. Okay, this is very, very important. Now we know that one of the midas, it appears in the midas of Hillel, and in Rabbi Shmuel is klatu pratu klal. Okay. Now, there's a Gemara in Shmuel, and Daf Chavav Ben Aleph, where there's a machlokes of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Now, the Gemara, let me give a little bit of an introduction here. According to the Gemara, right, Rabbi Akiva does not use the midah of Klatu Pratu Klal. He uses the midah of Viriboy, Miut Viriboy. We'll see this clearly. This is a Gemara in Shmuel. It's also to a Tosefta. This is one of the places where the Gemara actually explicitly speaks about a machlokes tanayim between Rabbi Akiva and Shmuel. Now, of course, this doesn't mean that, you know, chas v'shalom, the klal v'klal is not, you know, misinai, but it's an argument of details of how to use it. I think I've already mentioned it already. But I want to analyze a little bit, really, what this machlokes is. What's between a klal v'pata klal and a riboy miyut v'riboy? Okay, and we see several places in Shas where this machlokes comes up. Now, the Gemara says in Chovah Aleph, Tana Rabbanan, on a pasuk lahara or lahedim. It speaks about a person who makes a shvua, and it can make a shvua lahara, forbidding some lahedim, or he's going to do something. Eli el devom shein bam hara v'hatova. The Gemara says we only learn things that have hara v'hatova. Shein bam hara v'hatova minayin. How do we know that if a person makes a shvua, he also brings a korban? Speaking about a korban, the person makes it, makes a shvua and he violates the shvua. How do we know that even it does involve hara v'atava? So the minayin tamad loyma o nefesh kisishva levatif fasayim. It was any shvua a person makes, right? There's not to be lahalal hatim. He's going to do something and not do something. Okay. Ain li ela lahaba. Now, up to now, I was speaking about a person makes a shvua and do something in the future. L'sha'ov minayin. How do we know the person brings a korban and a shvua that he made and he did said something. Tamal loyma lachola sheyifta adam b'shvua divra b'kiva. So b'kiva says, learns a pasuk lachola sheyifta adam. Everything a person expresses with a shvua divra b'kiva. So go to b'kiva. We have a shvua lahal on everything. Bein la'ava on the past and on the future. Okay, now Rabbi Shmuel, right? Omer, it's a machlokes. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, lahora lahetiv, lahabo. Rabbi Shmuel says no. Lahora lahetiv is only in the future. Once again, this is speaking about the past, and something doesn't speak about, you know, shvuos other than horo v'atova. Amar Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva said to him, yeah, interesting, a give and take Rabbi Kiva Yishmael. In Cain, if this is true, this is what you're saying, Eli Ela Devom Sheish Ben Matova Ra. Right? Devom Shein Ben Marov Atova Minari. According to what you're learning, what about things that don't involve Atova? How do you know this? Amalai. So he said to him, Miribu Yakosov. Right? The Torah is, makes a Ribu, you know, extends this. Amalai, so this is Rabbi Kiva. Im Riba Kosov, Lachach Riba Kosov. The one says, Rabbi Kiva, if the Torah is Marba things, let's say, if the Torah is Marba things, you know, for example, for every Shvua, like Rabbi Kiva said, the Stam is Marba things also for Lisha of Rato. In other words, Rabbi Kiva was coming to say that you have to include two things from the Torah Shemiel Peo, from the Psukim. That it's a shvuah and everything, not only harav atava, and also too is l'sha'ava as well as l'haba. So Rabbi Akiva says, I mean Rabbi Shmuel, you agree to me that it doesn't only refer to a shvuah harav atava. First on the shvuah is too. So Rabbi Shmuel says yes. So because I know that. So Rabbi Shmuel says there's a ribu in the pasuk. The Torah includes it. The Torah adds it. Rabbi Akiva says the Torah adds this. The Torah adds the other thing too. L'sha'ava. Now. The Gemara says, Shapa kamal Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva's, you know, Rabbi Akiva answer Rabbi Shmuel, correct. I mean, he's correct. In other words, if the Torah is adding things other than Atava v'ayva, the Torah certainly is adding things which are what? Which are the Shavas, as well as the Habba. Other Rabbi Yechanan. So the Rabbi Yechanan says, okay, how we're following. Look at the Gemara, you can look at, you know, Vilna, Archkol, Shas, right? I'm Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shmuel, Shishimis is Rabbi Nechulia, Ben Akana. Ah, Rabbi Shmuel, who's Meshamesh, Rabbi Chulia, Ben Akana, right? Shehoya Deirish is called a Torah Kulu, Bekwal, Uprat. Rabbi Nechulia, Ben Akana, Dashen, the entire Torah, Bekwal, Uprat. You're not be going to call a prat. Rabbi Shmuel also does call a prat. Interesting. Shemesh, he learned the midas. Interesting. Here we read this deal in the second shiur that Shemesh, Shemai V'Yaptaya means he learned midas from him. He learned had a daoshah here too. Rabbi Akiva, Shemesh is nochem lishgamzu, Sheyadeish is kotir beribi umiyot. You're not be deish ribi umiyot. It's interesting. Rabbi Akiva was b'shamesh nochem. Gamzu. Everybody knows Chacham Zalman from the Agadatas. He was a big tzaddik. We know that he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham in the Rebbe Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva too is deiris the entire Torah beribu umiyut. So the Gemara says, "My Rabbi Akiva the Dorish ribu umiyut." What is this ribu umiyut that Rabbi Akiva is deiris? He's arguing on Rabbi Shmuel. The Tanya, the Baisa says, "All nefes kisi shofa riba." Rib means from being malve eight abeshvua. La'ala lehetiv, right, miyot, that's b'mayit, la'ala lehetiv is a miyot. L'chol ha'shivta adem chazav v'riba, riba miyot v'riba, riba akav, excuse everything. Riba's the whole kitchen sink. My riba, riba kol mili, excuse everything. U'may miyot, miyot d'var mitzvah, b'mayit d'var mitzvah. Not just the Rashi says over here, d'var mitzvah, and also too, something that like, you know, Mishan is Hayadul Adam, like we say, like this table is a chair. In other words, Maizir Rabbi Akiva includes everything. So therefore, what's the miyat? The one word here, right? The one word here, the riboy, right, the miyat here, it's might one thing. But Rabbi Shmuel Dorish Kalopat. What's a Kalopat? So according to Rabbi Akiva, everything. Ava, Asit, every time the Shmuel, Dali, Ha'ava, Tava. Now, Rabbi Shmuel, the Dorish Kol Prat, in, right? O Nefesh, Kisa Shofa, Levaz Vasayim, Klal Ara, O Lehetiv. So the Klal comes, La Lehetiv. פרט הכל שייבטא אדם, כל זה וכלל, כל הפרט, כל הפרט הכל, אתה יודע רק לגע פרט, מה הפרט בפורש לאבא, אף כל אבא. אני כלל לא עשוי אפילו דבר שאין הרוב והטוב לאבא, אני פרטי לבאותי אפילו דבר שיש בין הרוב והטוב לשעובר. What is the machlokes here? So we see clearly, and going to detail Allah, we see clearly that according to Rabbi Shmuel, he dashes a klal of prat, a klal, which means the pratim characterize the things that, in other words, there's a logical system here. There's a klal, include everything. Then there's a prat, and I take the prat I generalize the prat, and I get back to the klal. In other words, a klal of prat, a klal means is that the klal is ka'ein the prat, which means I take the prat and I generalize it. It's a logical system. But if you look at Rabbi Akiva, Riva mit Riva, what is it? You're merabah everything, and you mind one thing. Which means, what's the machlokes between a klal of prat to klal and a Riva mit Riva? It's very, very partial. In a Riva mit Riva, Miut and Riboy, you might, there's one word, you might, one individual thing, that's it. There's no logical structure here. It's a Miut of one thing, for one word. There's no logical system that you generalize the Prat. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, a klal about the klal is actually a logical rule. What you do is a general, this is specific, and you say that the specific contains the attributes. In other words, the general rule is the general things are generalizations of specific, which means the specific thing, you generalize the attributes of the specific thing, and you include a whole class of things. That's what I'm going to keep going. Okay, now, without going into the detail of the sugya, because there's a lot to speak here, Baruch Hashem, but what do I want to get at? I want to get at the interesting nekuda here. Then what has Rabbi Akiva done? This is my chiddush. Rabbi Akiva has dismantled the midah of klal of prat klal. He says it doesn't exist. It's partially a midah from one word. That's what it is. He's dismantled the entire logical structure of klal of prat klal. We're not constructing a logical structure which uses the prat and the details as attributes which describe an entire class of objects. All we've done is taken one word and exclude one specific thing, and everything else applies. So what is Rabbi Akiva done? It's not a machlokes in mitzvahs. It's a machlokes dispute in paradigm. Rabbi Akiva seems to be arguing on Rabbi Yishmael. He is arguing. But he's not arguing on how to create classes of objects with attributes of specific classes. He's basically saying that this is not a logical structure, this is not a class which is constructed from properties. He just says that we have a miut, a one word, which excludes one solitary thing. That's what Rabbi Akiva does. So we have here what I spoke about, a tremendous change of paradigm. Now, I want to bring one more example of where Rabbi Akiva implodes a midah. Okay? And I'm claiming that this Gemara that I brought you with Chavov ben Aleph in Shavuos, this is a clear machos of Akiva Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara in Maseches Nida, which has Rabbi Shmuel, doesn't have Rabbi Akiva, has Chachamim, but the Ushami in Perek Zayin, Allah Chavov, says that the Baal Plukta of Rabbi Shmuel is Rabbi Akiva. Okay, now.
What page
is it? Chav Beis Amud Beis. Folio 22, side B. The Gemara says, right? Amar Rav Yudah Bashmuel, when the Chav Beis Amud Beis is the fourth line from the bottom, Mishum Rav Yishmuel. So Rav Yudah Bashmuel is in the name of Rav Yishmuel. Okay. Right? Kol Gzeg HaShavah, She'en HaMufne Kolika, Ein Lamed in Himenu. Ein Gzeg HaShavah, now what's called Mufne? Mufne means the Zera Shavah takes two laws that appear in two places and looks for a word they have in common. Sometimes they don't have it in common. Shavah v'al kayin, whatever it is, but they have a word in common. Namufta means word is extra. So in other words, you could have three situations. Both words on both sides of the Zera Shavah could be extra. One word on either side could be extra, or no words could be extra. I mean, there's different, obviously we could conjure up different ways of creating strategic Zera Shavah. So, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Kol Zera Shavah she'ena mufta kolika, ein lemeidin himena. If the two words are not extra at all, you don't learn the Zera Shavah. Mufta b'tzad echad. Now what happens if one of the two words is extra, what is it? Okay? Rabbi Shmuel made the v'meshiva. So to Rabbi Shmuel, right, you learn v'meshiva and you can't argue logically on it. Rabbanan made the v'meshiva. To Rabbanan, you can argue and you can learn, but you can also argue on it too. Now what about both of the mishnayot started? It? What happens if the words are extra or two sides? Divrei kol made the v'meshiva. Okay? And if it's, of course, the two words are extra, then everybody agrees that you can learn and not argue. Now, the Maiz is about Plukta of Ishmael, like I said in Shalom and Sanhedrin, is Rabbi Akiva. That's what, like, so, I mean, it doesn't have to be Machlok as Rabbi Akiva in, the Shalom and Machlok. What's the Machlok is here? I think Machlok is here is very, very clear. In other words, according to Rabbi Ishmael, right? According to Rabbi Shmuel, right? In other words, the machloek is here, is what happens if it's mufta mitzad echad? So according to Rabbi Shmuel, lemein de v'meshiva. Which means you can learn. According to Rabbi Shmuel, lemeidin v'meshivin basically means is that if it's mufta mitzad echad, right? So according to Rabbi Shmuel, you can learn. Chacham say you can learn, but in fact, actually, you can actually argue one or two. But it could be taken through the very agrees you can't be mentioned. Which means like this: according, but if it's not mufta mitzad from any side, then you can't learn. Now, as I said, Chabaz Rabbi Akiva made a mistake. The Ushalmi says, according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't need mufna be any sort. You can make a gzera shava any. According to Rabbi Akiva, you can actually make a gzera shava and there's nothing mufna from any side. What's the machlokes of Rabbi Akiva Shmuel? It's very, very clear. Rabbi Shmuel says that to make a gzera shava, at least on what, it has to be an extra word. Where is the extra is from one side? And of course, if it's, I mean, Chaman, Rabbi Shmuel is arguing, you know, according to Chaman, you can argue logically, because on one side there is an extra word. But for example, if not an extra word on either side, you can make a gzera shava. Which means, we send here the distinction between Torah Shasav and Torah Shabbat Alpeh. In other words, Torah Shabbat was called extra to make Torah Shabbat Alpeh. In other words, there's no inherent Torah Shabbat Alpeh in the Torah Shabbat Alpeh, a word has to be extra to make a late gzera shava. The Torah Shabbat. The Rishami says, according to Rabbi Akiva, even if it's not mufta at all, you can make a Zera Shabbat. Meaning what? According to Rabbi Akiva, it has to be extra. Because the Torah Shabbat is implicit in the Torah Shabbat. And I would claim, what does it mean? It means the following thing. In other words, according to Rabbi Akiva, the details of the Torah Shabbat, even not extra, constitute the Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh is much more, it's Shakua. It's inherent in the Torah Shabbat Saf. According to Rabbi Akiva, you need an extra word. You can't, in other words, the Torah Shabbat Peh is not inherently part. It's much more of two bodies, two separate things. But that's Usham. So, in other words, what I want to claim is that we see over here, Now, the Gemara is bringing the Machlokes Chacham and Rabbi Shmuel and Chachamar. Rabbi Shmuel has a much more radical opinion. But what do we see? That Rabbi Akiva did ascribe to the Midas. But his use of the Midas is much, much different. At least in these two cases. In other words, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Midas are much more formal systems, formal structures, and they live on extra words of the Torah. Is it a shabbat? Quite every kiva, no! The meat is a part of the Torah itself. They're not formal systems. One word. In other words, when you have a klal upon the klal, it's not a logical structure. It's just an extra word. Once you have a klal, you know, who needs an extra word? So an extra word comes to my mind. It's good. One individual thing. Yeah.
Can I ask, maybe this is Balabash's question, but is Rabbi Akiva, are the dinim that Rabbi Akiva produces chidushim, or are they all passed down from Sinai? Because with Rabbi Hillel, Rabbi Shmuel...
I want to answer that question right now. No, Rabbi Akiva claims Eretz, but what does it mean they were from Sinai? According to Rabbi Akiva, the entire Torah Shechsav is inundated with the Torah
Shechsav. The reason I'm asking like this, Rabbi Shmuel is learning through a methodology.
Right.
Rabbi Akiva is learning through a broader methodology.
In fact, it's so broader than
it's that almost not a methodology. It's deconstructed
right.
almost
entirely. Right, right.
If Rabbi Akiva is being Mechadesh, and I know you're not going to ask that question right now, if he's being Mechadesh, okay, then on what basis is he being Mechadesh?
So Rabbi Akiva say very simply, since my Torah Shel Peh is inundated, since the Torah Shel Peh, which is given, all that was given at Sinai, is saturated with the Torah Shel Peh, so it was all taught at Sinai. Because it was inherent in the Torah Shel Peh at Sinai.
Taught at Sinai and I learned this from my Rebbe, or taught at Sinai and I...
Whatever it is, that's the same thing. In other words, that's what Rabbi Akiva is saying. Rabbi Akiva is saying is, the Torah Shel Peh is saturated. It's part of the Torah Shel Peh. So it was given at Sinai too. According to Rabbi Yishmael, even though the methodology was given, man has to make the logical deductions. Okay. There's more to your question which I want to answer, but I don't want to answer right now. Anyway, in any case, there's only 2 minutes to go. But I think that we've accomplished our purpose. And I want to wish you all from an undisclosed place in Yerushalayim HaKadosh. Until next week, Kol Tov, and let's start shtagging again.